and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds! Hoorah. Oh. Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, thank you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there.
Happy, 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 happy.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
Well, I don't know either, but I want everybody that's a mother to be happy. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host again, Sunday morning, Sovereign Mind Radio here. We're in the studio at... KCNR 1460 and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station. I'm also here in the studio with my sister, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal as well.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy National Shrimp Day.
Is it National Shrimp Day?
It is. It's also
like shrimp like you
eat. You were telling
me
a little while ago it's Clean Your Room Day or something?
Yes, it's also National Clean Up Your Room Day. Which I'm sure is a complete coincidence happening with Mother's Day.
It's like, National Shrimp Day.
Make us the bad ones, not on Father's Day. I got it.
Yeah,
oh. I can look up
which ones are on Father's Day.
Maybe we need a little Bubba Gump shrimp or something like fried shrimp or baked shrimp. Or, that's
shrimp
kinda,
cocktails.
Cocktails? That's kind of weird. Just saying. Well,
my box of chocolate.
I'm going to try to get in the chat room here in a second. I think I did already, but I'm not positive the way things are operating here in my computer, which is, I think I'm there. Maybe I didn't get in. Okay, we'll try it. So that should be, all right, I'm in. Wow. Where do we start? It was kind of a boom week, if you know what I'm saying.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, more than usual. And, you know, if you want to go to the chat room, go to kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. Again, that's 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well. You can go to Facebook and friend me, Mark Kent or Mark E. Kent, depending on whether you want to go local or worldwide. And also on Twitter at Sovereign Minds or Tea Party Tatanka. That would be Mark E. Kent at Got Tea. Where we go one, we go all. There's been a lot of that going on this week, and I'm starting to see that we're all starting to coalesce. I was at that rally yesterday, and, you know, I still haven't seen anything in the news. I've got reports that
there was something on the news this morning anyway when I turned it on about it.
Yeah, was there?
Yeah.
Was it a good report or a bad report?
It actually was a pretty good report.
Did they show like two people or did they show like...
Oh, they showed about maybe 10, but they had an interview with somebody on there.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
Maybe I'll try and see if I can catch that. Because I looked on their webpage. I couldn't find nothing. You know, I mean... you know, when I look at these stories, it just fries me. I mean, I'm sure they, you know, from here, and I guess they hit it a little bit. But the first story is, shark kills a surfer in Monterey Bay.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that, too.
Okay, you know, okay, maybe we should report that. You know, Cottonwood Rodeo to take place, Butte County. I got nothing about, 300 people protesting in, you know.
Interesting. And nothing about, they didn't have anything, though, about Flynn. that I saw on there.
Well, there's two ways to lie. One is by omission, and the other is just outright lie, you know, or you know, half the truth is just as bad. So, you know, but you get tired of these guys. I mean, it's like, so, you know, who are their masters? I mean, are they all just so politically bent that they, you know, black out anything that they disagree with? Or is there, you know...
I think they're just handed a paper and said, you're going to do this.
Right.
And,
it comes from orders on high, and if you don't do it, you're fired. Either way, in my opinion, you're kind of I better be careful here.
She's watching you. Yeah, I agree, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you have no backbone, you have no spine, you're more worried about your job than your integrity or principles. I mean, that could be part of the problem in America, I'm just saying. You know, gee, if your self-enrichment is, I mean, I know you gotta take care of your family, but if I gotta take my care of my family at the cost of all my principles, wow. I'm afraid I'm gonna look for another place to get, you know, take care of my family. With that said, do we have a caller?
Oh, we do. We've got Opal on the line. Good morning, Opal.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
I would just like to say thank you to Mr. Newsom for taking one of my last few years, because I'm 72 and my husband is 76. And thanks to Newsom, we don't get to see our 7 children, 17 grandchildren, and 16 great-grandchildren
for Mother's Day? Because of the isolation?
Yeah.
House arrest?
Right. Well, legally, I guess you can't. I'm not sure that's... it's kind of a contradiction in terms.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's like, you got rid of your constitutional rights, and that's legal. No. So,
well, you know, it doesn't even matter whether it's constitutional rights, Nazi rights, or the devil's rights. Those are my blood people I love, and I don't get to see them this year.
Well, I understand and I appreciate your
I'm very sorry about that.
I really am.
Yeah.
But these are actually God-given rights if we want to go there. And it kind of does matter in my book. You know, and I understand your frustration and I understand your anxiety and your anger. And I get it. But that's the whole point, is that if government gives you all of your rights, then government can take them away. That's the point of the Constitution, is that you have to have those rights preserved and not subject to Lord High Newsom, who feels like he can do anything he wants.
Well, I hope that sucker does without seeing his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, because somebody decides that some phony germ is going to bite one of them, and the whole bunch is going to die.
Well, I appreciate your call and your anger, Opal. So, hey, have a great Mother's
Day. Well, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day anyway.
And hang in there, will you?
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I mean, bye. Yeah, I can understand her frustration and anger. I mean, you know, the Lord High Newsom is, and it's funny, I was looking at a thing this morning and I haven't verified it yet, that it's funny that all of the blue states are shutting things down for a longer period of time and all of the red states are opening everything up. That's just a coincidence, right?
Sure it is.
So, I mean, I think there's something to the virus. You know, obviously it's killed a lot of people and so forth, but there's also at what cost do you try to make everybody safe? Do you ruin the economy? Do you ruin their lives? You know, this is all for your own good. We're going to make sure you can't see your grandchildren. I mean, at what point in time, you know, do you go, hey, what's going on here?
Well, not only that, but more cases have happened supposedly over on the East Coast and less on the West Coast. And the West Coast is locking down harder and harder. I don't know.
Well,
it just makes you wonder what really is going on. And then, like this morning, I watched the thing. Now it's about the children. The children. You know, don't you love the children? You know.
Well, it's all in my book, it's all crap because what they're doing. Sure, you know, if they were genuinely concerned about our welfare, that's one thing. But that's not what's going on.
Exactly.
You know, they're not genuinely concerned about our welfare. They're generally concerned about maintaining power. I mean, what did Newsom just do? He just made another, passed an executive order or whatever that said that they could send out, everybody could vote by mail, and they're sending out, you know, and gee, there's no cheating in California like the last election.
No.
You know, 1.2 million voters that voted that are over an amount, the amount of actual registered voters. So they're not cheating or nothing, are they, to stay in power?
No.
No.
And with that, we're going to go to a break, and we'll pick up this conversation on the other side. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premie is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579. Or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Do you hear the people singing the song of angry men? It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes. Will you join the crusade? Who will be strong and stand with me? Beyond the barricade, is there a world you long to see?
And join in the fight that will give you the right to be free.
Do you hear the people sing, singing the song of angry men? It is the music of the people who will not be slaves again. When the people
Yeah, you know, I think it's important to, you know, look at the distinction between the French Revolution and the American Revolution. The French Revolution ended up with everybody going to the guillotine just about that had anything to do with anything. And that's because you let a few people get in power without rule of law, and they had no moral compass. You know, and so everybody became subject, you know. I mean, there would be, you know, one guy marching, you know, 30 people in a cart down to the guillotine, you know. So in reference to that, against the American Revolution, where these guys believed that God was guiding them and it was for the good of everybody, and they sacrificed their lives. But in either case, what you're looking at is they were both fighting complete control of the government over their lives and slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you have to understand. As we go farther down this road, you know, we're getting more and more people to join now, but it had to get uncomfortable. And there had to be pain. There has to be, you know, some kind of a hurt, you know, in your life.
Yeah, their luxuries aren't there anymore.
Whether it's you can't see your grandchildren, yep, or they take their money, your money away from you. See, the end of the road here ends up in the same place. You know, we've got to preserve our Constitution, because if we don't preserve the rule of law, we don't preserve our rights, what happens is you end up in slavery to your government. That's what is so hard for people to understand sometimes, is because they think that the government is benevolent if it gives them cheese or welfare checks and, you know, gives them a job. You know, and so it's one of those things that, you know, it's like being bribed out of your freedom. At the end of the day, mm-hmm, if you end up like North Korea and you're working for the government, you know, and keeping everybody else down in slavery, but it always does this. Man, from the beginning of time, you know, has always come under the yoke of tyranny when the power has been consolidated into the hands of the few. That's why you had a separation of powers, the judicial, the legislative, and the executive branch. Equal power that was distributed. Okay, equal but separate power that was distributed, so that not you couldn't consolidate all the power into one spot. Because if you did that, there would be no checks and balances, and pretty soon you would end up with a dictator again if you weren't careful, who would tell everybody what to do, and you end up with the Lord High Newsom, and or whoever, you know, or the Lord High Obama.
And when you lose those freedoms and liberties and power, the people do, it's very hard if we ever get them back.
Well, this is what I have to say about Lord Newsom here.
I know why we got fired. Too much of your yapping and not enough of this.
What's that? Hey, that was uncalled for.
Oh, and electrocuting us last year was okay.
That was a joke.
Ah, you like jokes, huh? Here's one for you. Two frogs walk into a bar. One of them does this.
Ow! Slap the punk! Call security!
Who's your daddy?
Yeah, hey, ow!
Want a piece of me?
Frankie!
Look, he's changing colors.
Come on, squirt some tears, punk.
Frankie, I think they're...
That's how I feel about Newsom. That's what needs to happen to the guy. The guy is power drunk. He's out of control, you know, across the board. But all these Democrats are. They're worried about consolidating power. They're not worried about you. The only reason they give you a piece of cheese to bribe you with to vote for them is because if they didn't give you the piece of cheese, you wouldn't vote for them probably. It's stupid.
It is. And I think people are starting to wake up. Some of the people are waking up to the fact of what's going on. And with that, we've got a couple callers, and we'll go to Jackie first. Good morning,
yes,
Jackie.
That was very well said. Thank you so much. I just wanted to know, when all those extra ballots come in, what happens to them?
Extra ballots?
Yeah, good question.
What happens?
It's like magic. It's a David Copperfield show. It's like the Great Houdini. They all turn to Democrat ballots all of a sudden. It's really weird.
Yeah.
But are they counted if they're not registered voters?
That depends on who's counting them.
You know, that's exactly right. Does it count if they're not registered voters?
Who's there to watch it to make sure it's done legally?
Well, that's a question, isn't it? We've got Judicial Watch suing them. We've got Election Integrity Project monitoring that. This is all going to be challenged in court.
Where do the people get those ballots in order to mail them? Maybe they get them to the DMV?
No, they're going to be sent out to them in the mail. That was the whole point.
Why would they get sent ballots if they're not registered?
Well, you know, there's a bunch of people that might get ballots that aren't registered because of the DMV.
Being in control of it.
Remember, you automatically go to the DMV and you're Jose Jimenez and you just came to the country and guess what? You're now registered whether you are actually legal to register or not for the federal election. Because some of these are registered legally for local elections in California, even though I have a problem with that too. But,
I do too.
Yeah, so. There's no dog in the hunt for these guys, and of course they're going to vote for the guy that's going to give them the most free cheese.
Wow. Okay, thank you, guys, for doing a great job. Thank you.
You're welcome. If they're even marking the box, you have that problem. That's one of the problems I have with DMV. They could just automatically be marking the boxes.
Well, look what happened in the last one, 1.2 over what actual registered voters.
Yeah.
You know, and what did Stalin say? I don't care who votes, I care who counts the votes.
That's exactly
that's
right.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
And that's how these guys don't play by the rules. And we found out this week over and over again how much they've been lying to us. We're going to go through in the next segment at the bottom of the hour about, Strzok lied, Obama lied.
Oh, yeah.
He knew about everything. They went after Flynn. You know, these guys won't. I mean, good grief, Adam Schiff, Pelosi, all of them. They're all a bunch of freaking liars. And it has been proved by the release, the D-class of the documents this last week.
Wow. Just a little bit. And what's going to happen? I saw where Trump is cutting funding for the illegals, like in California. Is that going to change the voting bloc?
It just was ruled that he's illegally able to do that.
Yeah.
Let's go to our next caller.
All right. Good morning, Richard.
I'll try to make this quick before the break. So contact tracers. I hope you guys will cover that today, but let me summarize everything. Put everything I've been talking about in the last 2 months on the radio in a nice, pretty nutshell for everybody. They're going to come to your door. They're going to ask you to voluntarily submit to a test. They're going to ask you questions. And test or no test, based on those questions, they're going to decide if you, your family, your neighborhood, your city needs to be quarantined. And if you refuse, they're going to call the police. Oh, wait, the local police say we're not going to enforce the law. Oh, wait. The Attorney General of the state can come in and enforce the law if your local police don't enforce it. Oh, wait, the police, and then they're going to bring in the California State Military Reserve, because, you know, they're going to be made up of a bunch of illegals, and then they're going to come take you away. So, I wonder if everything I've been covering is kind of coming to a head. Thank you very much.
All right,
thanks for
Richard.
Calling in.
We appreciate that. We're going to talk about contact tracing and how it's done and where we're going with this and so forth as much as we can see into the future. But, yeah, there's a problem. They do contact tracing in China, too.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have a self, what happens is, you know, it's like the mark of the beast. If you don't do what you're told, guess what? They just take your ability away in a cashless society of being able to live for being able to work, you know, buying and selling property. Gee, I mean, you know, I don't know if they got things on their forehead or what, but it doesn't really matter, does it?
No. And to his point, they are, I just saw where Newsom's appointing 3,000 coronavirus detectives. To his point of them coming door to door and things like that.
They better be armed. Because I'm telling you, this we're headed for a civil war. If the AG doesn't step in and file an injunction on this from a lawsuit in the courts to stop these guys from a legal standpoint, they're going to end up in a civil war because, you know, there's people up here that are not going to put up with this crap at some point. Now, I'm not advocating that it gets that bad. I'm saying we're starting to win the war. People are starting to get involved. It's getting uncomfortable. You know, a lot of people, I'm not political. Well, you don't have a choice to be political. You're political whether you know it or not. Do you like freedom? Do you like having a job? Do you like working? Do you like being able to feed your children? That's being political. And if they're going to take that ability away from you.
If you want to survive, it's political.
Yeah, politics are in your face. It's like being an ostrich and putting your head in the sand and saying, well, I don't need to look for lions because, that's just uncomfortable. Well, you might pretend that you don't need to look for lions for quite a while. And you can avoid the consequences of pretending that, you know, you can pretend and...
You can pretend all you want. That doesn't change reality.
But the real deal is you can't avoid the consequences of avoiding your consequences. With that said,
we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KC on 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
feel of the night and the music that plays in your ears. In your head you can hear a voice so sweet and clear, and the music that plays in your head. As it flows up from the ground, taking off, you hear that sound. Close your eyes, it's about to begin.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Did you know that the I-5 property where we would like to relocate our casino was supposed to be set aside for Native Americans nearly 170 years ago? My great-great-great-uncle actually signed Treaty H, one of the 18 unratified treaties with the United States government, which unfortunately, like many promises made to our ancestors, the treaty was never ratified. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off my leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Yeah, Sovereign Mind Radio, a little slippery when wet there, Bon Jovi. Absolutely, I'm telling you, just crank it up and I wish I was driving in a car or something. Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, we definitely lived through the best era ever in music.
For music.
For music, it's just awesome. Okay, so I want to kind of expand a little bit on what Rich talked about, and then we're going to go straight into Flynn. The Clinton Global Initiative is promoting. Now, listen to what I just said. The Clinton Global Initiative. is promoting contract tracing and building an army of investigators to track people in their personal contacts. California Governor Newsom and California, the Lord High Newsom and Governor, Cuomo in New York are strong supporters of the program. Shocker.
Yeah.
Newsom,
would have never guessed.
Newsom said that getting back to some sense of normalcy is dependent on the government's ability to monitor people and invade their privacies with contract tracing. The new normal is the new abnormal. And, I mean, are you kidding me? That's a quote. Getting back to some sense of normalcy is dependent on the government's ability to monitor people and invade their contract tracing. Freedom to move out of one's home will depend on COVID tests. The common PCR test that has 80% false positive results. I mean, they like tested a freaking guava fruit or something last week, or a mango or something, and it tested positive for COVID. So this has gone over into freaking surreal land. It's unbelievable that these guys, and they think we're just all stupid. Yeah, and I guess if you listen to KCNR in the morning, maybe you are. I look at this stuff and it's surreal. There's, they don't talk about Flynn, completely black Flynn. Yeah. They don't talk about, there's no such thing as journalism on the mainstream media anymore. It's absolute crap.
Yeah, we don't get it.
So I guess we have a caller.
We do. We've got Terry on the line.
Deep in here.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, you guys. How you doing?
Good.
Fun never stops.
Well, I don't know. Ashley said the compression on my phone sounds different. I'm not sure what that is. I hope it's giving me anything.
Did you take your meds this morning, Terry?
No, she said the compression on my phone sounds different. I don't know what that means.
I thought maybe it had something to do with your meds.
No. Anyway, Franklin. Oh, boy. Franklin said it best, I think. Franklin did say, if you're willing to give up your liberty and freedom for temporary security, then you deserve neither and you will lose both.
That's exactly right.
And I think
that's
where we are right now.
Yep.
And I think that, as we look at what's going on and what Richard had to say and everything, I mean, okay, well, what if you don't let them in your house? Or what if they force themselves in your house? What are you going to do about it? I mean, the real deal is now is the time to stop the madness.
Yep.
Now is the time for Barr to arrest Newsom on violations of the Constitution, which I won't go into. We say it all the time. Violations on Title 8, Code Section 1324, for harboring and shielding illegal aliens. He's broken his oath to the Constitution in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3. He's done all these different things. He is using the Highway Patrol, and oh, by the way, the Sheriff's Department in Riverside County said that he will not follow the guidelines and rules that are put out by the governor because he's not going to arrest law-abiding citizens when the governor is letting criminals out of jail. And he's not going to arrest law-abiding citizens if they are just using their constitutional God-given, let's just say God-given rights. So I think that the real deal is that it's time really to stand up. Don't let them in your house.
Absolutely.
They're not coming to my house.
Not coming to mine.
They come in my house, I'm going to consider them a burglar, and I know what I do with a burglar who came into my house and my life felt threatened, or if I felt threatened.
I'm not offering him pizza, that's for sure.
You know, it just gets to a point where, folks, we've got to stand. The Freedom Angels have been an amazing group of people. All the folks that are out here, the state of Jefferson is becoming more and more and more prevalent where you see it. I saw a rally in Huntington Beach, and I saw people with State of Jefferson T-shirts on. The real deal is we don't get anything back until we get back our representation. We need to have representation. Without it, nothing else matters. Don't care what it is. We're a group of people in this nation that hire a few people to do the stuff they need to do for us and represent us while we take care of our families and go on about our lives. And we elect them to do that. They have to have our trust, and they have to have our, they have to hear us and be able to do their job. You can't do it when you have 120 representatives for 40 million people.
Well, you know, Terry, I was thinking of this yesterday. I was talking to my son. And, you know, the real deal is you go back to, I think it was Ben Franklin said that we either start hanging together or we're going to be hanging separately. And I think we're starting to understand the meaning of that. And I'm very much encouraged by the fact that everybody's starting to coalesce as these groups. You can't have your one, item that is dear to your heart, prevent you from coalescing with other people because the government is the enemy. I don't care whether it's virus, you know, anti-vaccines or geoengineering or the state of Jefferson, but everybody needs to start rallying around that big issue of the representation because that is the key, like you say, with the state of Jefferson. And we need to get rid of all these factions of fighting against each other because that's the divide and conquer strategy that they've been using to begin with is keep everybody separate so you don't coalesce to see that the big problem is the government itself. And I'm going to read a quote. Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? That's exactly what we're talking about. And that's Patrick Henry. And the end of that quote is, forbid it, Almighty God. I know what not course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Now, that guy wasn't just saying that because it was off the cuff. Oh, it sounds good. They meant it. They were willing to die for their convictions because where were they headed? The government will put you in the chains of slavery every single time. And when they started this country, the first thing they how do we make everybody free and keep government intervention out of our lives? How do we keep government from getting out of control? Because it always does and takes over and turns us into a bunch of slaves working for it like ants in a colony. Well,
why would we turn over education to a government so the government can gain more power? A government is instituted to protect the people. A government is instituted to serve the people. Our government in California does neither. And the deal is, Mark, you hit the nail right on the head. I know where your heart is, my brother, and I know where Linda's heart is. You guys understand that we may have to go to a last full measure. Point being is that now is the time, and I want to encourage you, and that is that people are rallying around one another. I haven't heard anything on petty differences for at least 4 or 5 weeks, and I think this rally in Sacramento and the fact that the video that Dr. Cordy Williams did, who was a Marine and now is a doctor, when he stood on the back of a truck in front of the Capitol and talked to the CHPs dressed in riot gear and told them, hey, you've got a constitutional oath. What are you going to tell your daughters and your kids when you go home tonight? That you arrested some women and dragged them upstairs, bruised them? Is that what you're going to tell them? That you deprived them of their constitutional rights? Is that what you're going to tell them? Where's your conscience? Where's your oath? You took an oath to the Constitution. You're not following it. Either Constitution. You're not even following the California Constitution. He told them that, you know, Mark, he got 7 million hits. 7 million. So I think that really the people are waking up. I know you've been saying it for quite some time, and I agree with you. You said, you know, you've been saying it a lot over the last few months. You've been saying, you know, I think people are starting to wake up. I think people are starting to wake up. And you know what, my good friend? They are waking up.
That's
so
awesome.
With that, have a great show. I'm almost at the rodeo here in Cottonwood.
All right,
Jefferson,
thanks.
And, it should be good. Come on out to Cottonwood. Come to the rodeo.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling in, Terry.
Right,
we appreciate that.
All right, so we probably should go to our break.
Yeah,
here,
we have to go to a break.
And then we'll come back, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Flynn. And then if you want to go ahead and call in Jimmy, we'll get her done.
Turn around. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Mother's Day, Linda. That one's for you. All right. So we're back at it. And where do we start? I want to go a little bit more into that contact tracing, not today, but in a future date, because I think it's important to understand how they're doing it, what they're doing, and so forth. Maybe we can get Richard to, be a guest.
And how long they've been doing it.
Yeah, well, yeah, they would, are you kidding me?
And how, yeah, not that it's been going on at all.
Like in China or someplace, and not that we've been kind of letting – China hasn't been a threat to us at all, right?
No, not at Lowe's either. Just saying.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. This stuff is just absolutely off the charts, unbelievable. So with that said, I want to talk about, some of the things that happened this last week. The Department of Justice dropped charges against General Michael Flynn.
Imagine
in
that.
A stunning reversal of one of the signature cases brought by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who was appointed by the henchmen. And this whole thing was just a contrived bunch of crap that was designed to get rid of Flynn. I guess who knows where the bodies are buried. And, so not illegitimate. And, of course, the pundits from the left-wing media are saying, oh, we got to go after Barr now. Are you freaking kidding me? So it doesn't matter that they lied. It doesn't matter that they made crap up. It doesn't matter that they didn't have the evidence. It doesn't matter that, this was all hatched out of the White House. It doesn't matter that they're going after a sitting president illegally. Wiretap. wiretapping, FISA abuse, all that crap.
Nope.
That
doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all, right? Yeah, it does matter.
Yeah, it does matter.
Does matter. And if we don't start seeing some guys getting rolled up here pretty soon, then we are going to be in a civil war because you can't keep putting up with this crap. And but I'm hopeful. I'm thinking things are going to happen. I guess we have a caller.
We do. We've got Jimmy on the line. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, folks. I'd like to go off topic for about 30 seconds, and then we'll get into the Flynn thing. You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Mark, when did you go to Day on the Green? What year?
I wasn't at Day on the Green. I almost went, but I didn't go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have that poster anyways.
No. The one I was talking about was the Oakland Coliseum. Was Jethro Tull was playing... God, I don't even remember the warm-up group. By the time we got there, we were schnockered.
All right, we don't have to go on this. Sorry, bro.
Okay, on to the next subject, Jimmy.
So, I want to know, where is the ACLU on all this with the Title 42?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it? Where is the ACLJ?
They're all about civil rights, but when it comes to racism and all these other liberal doodads and... Now they're silent. It's amazing.
This doesn't count.
Well, it only counts.
It doesn't count.
Only accounts if you're, a part of the Communist Party. Then your rights matter. But if you are, believing in constitutional, conservative, freedom-loving government, then not so much.
It's all null and void. So, I've seen back like a month and a half ago. Film of China, these people in China with hazmat suits physically dragging people out of their apartments and their homes because of this coronavirus. And I told my wife, I said, wow, I'm glad we live in America because that won't happen here. Well, you know what? It's
they want it to happen.
It's kind of starting to happen here.
It is.
Right.
And it's very worrisome. So, getting on to Michael Flynn, all these mainstream media outlets, they're crying and whinging about Michael Flynn getting off because he perjured himself, and, Obama just came out. I'm sure you're going to talk about this. You know, whining about, we need to worry about the rule of law. Well, these people, as you know, have handwritten notes about the FBI saying we need to get him to lie.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
You know, and I'll tell you what, when you say Obama worrying about the rule of law, are you freaking kidding me?
That's why I chuckle. Of all people.
This is like, this guy's like the king of lying, the king of pretenses of arguments with zero substance as far as being lawful and constitutional. It's like the rule of law. I guess when you conspire to have a shadow government behind the scenes to have a coup d'état against the sitting president, well, that's following the rule of law, isn't it?
Right. And Obama fired Flynn in 2014. Obama had it out for Flynn, and these guys went in and questioned him and said, oh, you don't need a lawyer. They didn't Mirandaize, give him his Miranda rights, and just totally worked it to set this guy up. And nobody's talking about that in the mainstream media, and that's the travesty, because if that could happen to him, that can happen to anybody.
Yeah, they totally destroyed him and took everything he had, all of his property, his money, everything.
Well, I think we got to wait till the end of the road here because I think there's a big storm coming.
Exactly, Mark. And you follow the Q drops, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, buddy. The meeting with Obama and Biden, Comey and Brennan and all those folks.
Yep.
To set this whole thing up.
Yep.
All right, buddy. I just wanted to shout that out to you.
Hey, thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks for calling, okay. Jimmy. We appreciate it.
Good. Yeah, so, I'm looking at the Waters World tweet. Maybe I'll get to post that here in a second. Basically the Obama people got caught, and it goes straight to the top. It's not, they were conspiring, and then you've got Mr. Obama, in a shadow government situation. and trying, you know, to circumvent. And what? So they're all worried about Trump wanting to never leave office. Obama was, you know, thinking he never had to. If Hillary would have got elected, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We would be in communist China right now because they have sold out to every one of them. Every one of these guys has sold out, sold their soul to the devil, for, well, whether it's just, self-enrichment or for ideological crap, you know, whatever they believe in. I'm not sure they believe in anything except power. And, you know, at the same time, who's pulling their strings? Who's the master?
Yeah, they don't think they're, you know, they're untouchable is what they think, and nothing's ever going to happen.
Well, I don't know. I'm thinking this is probably what's going to happen.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
That's what I think's happening. Yeah.
Well, I think it's going to have to happen at some level because you've got too many people that are screaming for it to happen, and it, stuff is coming to light.
I agree.
About all the lies and deception, like Obama and Hillary and everything.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise, we're going to have to storm the Bastille because if you keep letting these guys run roughshod over our rights at every level, local, state, federal, you know, the people that are starting to get involved are just starting to understand what we've been screaming about for 30 years because we can see the end of the road here. And the end of the road gets really super ugly if you don't stand up for your rights and make a change right now. And that's what we need. We need everybody to get involved. There's no avoiding this thing. There's no pretending that it's not affecting me because... at some point in time, you wake up and you are locked up in some kind of a drive-in movie theater that doesn't work anymore behind a chain fence yelling, "Avenge me!" Just saying.
Yeah, we can't turn back the clock. Sorry, folks. This is it. All we can do is go forward and try to fix and take care of ourselves and our Constitution and our liberties and freedom.
The tide is turning. The tide is turning, and we need to hold these scumbags accountable. And are they scumbags and dirtbags? Yes, they're absolute scum of the earth. And we'll talk about that in the second hour.
I don't know. She's on the phone, so, yeah. And I do know that the people, big people, are getting involved, like Judicial Watch, and there's a lot of stuff going on with bringing charges against people.
The tidal wave is off the shore. All I have to say to that, Jimmy, is the mustard's off the dog. The mustard is off the dog.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The White House says it has taken every single precaution to protect President Trump from the virus.
After two White House staffers tested positive for COVID-19, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany insisted that the White House is doing all it can to protect the president.
We clean the facility. We social distance. We keep people 6 feet away from one another. So we've done every single thing that Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci have asked us to do.
And employees who work in close proximity to the president and vice president are now being tested daily for the virus instead of once a week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The federal government is sending supplies of the first drug that appears to help speed the recovery of COVID-19 patients to six states.
Remdesivir was cleared for emergency use by the Food and Drug Administration last week. Now the Department of Health and Human Services says it's delivering 360 cases of the antiviral drug, 140 to Illinois, 110 to New Jersey, 40 to Michigan, 30 each to Connecticut and Maryland, and 10 to Iowa. Each case contains 40 vials of remdesivir. State and local health departments will distribute it, but HHS says it will go to more critical patients, including those on ventilators or in need of supplemental oxygen. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Both China and South Korea have reported new spikes in coronavirus cases, setting off concerns in countries where local outbreaks had been in dramatic decline. Germany has seen growing numbers of anti-lockdown protests. Despite relaxing restrictions in recent weeks, France is letting some students return to school tomorrow. Lawsuits are beginning to pile up around the U.S. seeking to hold China accountable for the pandemic. The complaints claim that Chinese authorities did not do enough to corral the virus initially, tried to hide what was happening, and engaged in a cover-up to conceal their actions and what they knew and when they knew it. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
A judge will not toss the indictment in the college admissions cheating case.
U.S. District Judge Nathaniel Gorton has rejected a bid by attorneys for actress Lori Loughlin, her fashion designer husband Massimo Giannulli, and several other parents to dismiss charges in the college admissions cheating case. The defense contends there was misconduct by FBI agents in the case. The judge also denied the defense request to block prosecutors from presenting certain secretly recorded phone calls at trial. 50 people were charged last year in the case dubbed Operation Varsity Blues. Loughlin and Giannulli are scheduled to go on trial in October. I'm Mike Gracia.
Authorities in southern Germany say a 25-year-old man arrested on suspicion of attacking Turkish-owned grocery stores has told investigators he considers himself a supporter of ISIS. He is suspected of carrying out 4 attacks since April in the town of Waldenburg. That's about 50 miles east of Munich. News and analysis at townhall.com. Russian President Vladimir Putin marked Victory Day Saturday.
Solemn music framed the tone as Putin laid flowers at the tomb of the unknown soldier just outside the Kremlin walls and gave a short address honoring the valor and suffering of the Soviet army during the war. Whilst this year's commemorations had been expected to be especially large because it is the 75th anniversary, the Red Square military parade and a mass procession called the Immortal Regiment were postponed as part of measures to stifle the spread of the virus. The only vestige of the conventional show of military might was a flyover of central Moscow by 75 warplanes and helicopters. The ceremony was the first public appearance in about a month for Putin, who has worked remotely as the virus took hold. I'm Karen Chamas.
Rookie quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, the Miami Dolphins' top draft pick, will wear uniform number 1 when he plays. He had number 13 in Alabama, but that one belongs to the legendary Dan Marino. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah.
like that. I can't help you. Good stuff, Maynard.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're talking about Gitmo U in the chat room. You know.
Are there other places they could be sent to?
Yeah, I've got my shirt on today. FU, Frog Legs University.
I almost wore mine.
And, you know, Gitmo U. I guess it's better than Hebrew University, Jew U. Just saying.
Are there other means to take care of them?
Yeah. It's
saying, light them up.
You know, I was listening to, I'm looking at this thread from Jonathan Turley here on Twitter.
And Twitter?
On Twitter, where you tweet on Twitter.
A Twitter.
Maybe you're a twit on Twitter. I don't know. Could be.
Oh, you could be.
Could be a twit on Twitter, but there's a lot of them. And so President Obama is being quoted on Flynn as saying, quote, "There is no precedent that anybody can find somebody who has been charged with perjury just getting off scot-free."
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Is he taking the same drugs as Biden and Pelosi or what?
There was no scandals in my administration.
Yeah.
It's like, what? This guy is, what? I mean, I've never seen anybody that could look you straight in the eye and lie.
Oh, I have. There's a few of them.
Oh, this guy's good at it. There's not a smidgen of corruption in the IRS. They're not even a smidgen. I mean, are you kidding me? This guy has lied about everything.
As soon as we got a picture of him, as soon as he came out in the public eye, he was lying.
Okay.
I mean, just right from the start.
But he's an American citizen, and he was
sure he is.
He wouldn't lie about that either. He wouldn't be a Muslim brother implant. I mean, he's surrounded by guys from the Muslim Brotherhood, Jared, Van Jones, they had to get rid of Van Jones because he was too openly communist at the beginning of the administration. He openly admitted, "I'm a communist." And back then it was like, if you called them a socialist, remember when Obama got elected? Socialist? That's outrageous. He's not a socialist. He's not about 2 years in.
You're just racist.
2 years in, he's like, he's a communist. No, he's not. He's a socialist. Now he's just progressive.
I've got other words for him. With that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Linda and Mr. Kent. Tell me something. I've been listening to you and you guys, and not only you, but a lot of the media, Fox and things like that, keep saying that they're going to start hanging these people. They're going to start doing something. I cannot see them doing anything other than to some small people. The reason being is, okay, this goes all the way up to Obama.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number one, he's the first black president of the United States of America.
He's half white,
Bob. They will not kill him.
He's half white,
Bob. They will not put him in prison.
He's half white, Bob.
I understand he's half white.
I don't think color has anything to do with this, Bob.
I think it has a lot to do with it. Then they'd have to take his whole administration. They'd have to take both of Bush's administration. They'd have to take Clinton's administration, all of them, and put them behind bars in Guantanamo Bay or somewhere and forget they're there. And then they'd have to take two-thirds of our standing government right now and put them with them because they are all involved in illegal stuff all over the world and within the United States. And I cannot see them doing any of that. They may take one or two of certain people and get them, but the big heads will not ever fall.
You want to Hey Bob, how much you want to bet that they're going to start rolling these guys up? How much? What do you got? What do you want to bet?
I'll bet you $50 that they don't touch Obama.
You're on. I don't know why they're coming out within the news this week that Obama and all the papers that they just declassified show Obama as the ringleader in a coup. Do you think that they're going to let that go?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We're going to be in a civil war anyway if that happens.
I agree.
But I don't think they're going to let. I don't think they can let it go. I think they realize they have to do something, and these things take time. If you're talking about this thing to be as big as the scope is what you're saying, what do you think they're going to do? Just go in and just run in and arrest a couple people and then pretend nothing else is happening? It takes time to put this stuff together so that when you do decide to prosecute these people, that it's just beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Have you followed our government in the last 100 years? Whenever anything has gone wrong, how many of the big guys have they ever got? They've gotten a couple of little cherries on the tree, but they never took the tree. Why is that?
You tell me.
Because if they get that, then they're got to go higher and higher and higher on the chain, and they're not going to do that.
Well, I guess we can agree to disagree, Bob. Yeah. I appreciate the call, but I think that...
I love you guys, and I love what you're doing, but this is something I have followed for almost 50 years.
Me too.
And whenever it gets to the high in the person, nothing happens.
Well, it's never...
We've never actually been in the times that we're in,
and
either.
And we've never, ever had this stuff coming out in this D-class like this that is pointing the fingers at people unequivocally as evidence.
I agree.
Yeah. So I got hope. I mean, I think we're going to...
And maybe they're attacking it a little different. Before, they always started with the little guy and tried to work up the chain. It looks like they're starting more at the top and working down the chain. So I'm just saying it could work a little different.
If these guys don't...
I hope they fill up Guantanamo Bay with these people.
I hope they do something else with them.
Right now. But I'd love to see them fill it up.
Do you know why I think they're going to do that, Bob? Is because it's survival. This is not just about arresting some people for doing some wrong deeds. This is about the survival of our nation
of
our country.
True.
And everybody is realizing it who's not in the tank.
Yeah. And you've got big, you've got big people that are going, that's helping, like Trump and stuff, go after these guys that we didn't necessarily have in the past, and these lawyers like Tom Fitton and all of these people that are out there in the front lines.
And before,
digging up the information.
And I'll tell you the other thing too is before we didn't have an internet, we didn't have a Q map, we didn't have a back channel, we didn't have this thing going worldwide with information that was not being skewed by the media and covering it up and blacking it out. People are getting information from other sources, so passing
that information along to one another.
In the millions, you can have one thing happen and it's worldwide in seconds. And so I think these guys have let the genie out of the bottle and they can't put it back.
Well, I hope your way is better than mine, but what I have seen for over 50 years of this stuff, it don't happen. I agree. We have better ways of communicating now than we did 50 years ago, but whenever, look at the Rockefellers and all them rich people. Huh? World War II, World War I, all the Korean War, everything. They were selling guns, ammunition, fuel, everything to the people that were trying to kill us.
Hey, Bob.
Did they ever do anything
Hey, Bob, do you want to just give up hope and do nothing?
No.
Okay, then the alternative is let's just stay the course and let's keep that $50 bill nice and dry and warm for me. Would
and
you?
We have to have faith in our president and what's going on and the investigations that's going on. We've got to support these
guys.
I think
that you have to have faith, period.
I support him as much as I can financially support this man. He's the first president I have done everything I've done for. I have worked under many presidents, even knowing what they're doing, because it was what we did to raise our families and stuff like that. But I'll tell you, when it comes to this crookedness, I have just never seeing the top echelon get hit.
Well,
the lower guys get hammered, and then it stops.
Oh, well, they never got Nixon either, did they?
I will pray that you can win this $50, Mark.
Me too.
You know?
And who's ever...
I want to see it happen.
And we've never been on house arrest before like what we are now. And with that, Bob, I'm sorry, but we need to go to a break.
You betcha.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot, Bob. Have a great day. And this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premie is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell in Primary Residential Mortgage specializes in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579. Or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
It is time for us all to decide who we are. Do we fight for the right to a night at the opera now? Have you asked of yourself what's the price you might pay? Is it simply a game for a rich young boy to play? The colors of the world are changing day by day. Red, the blood of angry men. Black, the dark of ages past. Red, a world about to dawn. Black, the night that ends at last.
Wow. Thanks, Ashley. That Les Mis is, you know, I'll tell you what, if that doesn't pull at your heart, then you just don't have a heart and you have no feeling and you don't understand history at all. I mean, the real deal is you have to understand history. History doesn't repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme a lot. And that's what we need to understand, is that you got to get this stuff embedded in your mind, is that freedom is a better alternative than to being taken care of by government. Because as the more power you give to government, the more out of control it gets, the more it takes everything you have away from you. Whether it's your job, your money, your kids, take your pick. You know, go in.
Your liberty, your freedom.
Go, watch the documentary about the people who escaped from North Korea. Oh, that's just an isolated incident. It's not that bad.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's why they're harvesting body parts in China. And that's why they're trying to take over our country. You know, whether it's through the debt, through subversion, through espionage. You know, what do you think is going to happen if all of these guys get installed in the right places? And, what do you think is happening here? You don't have a choice but to step up or knuckle down and be, you know, kiss the boots of your master, and be a slave at some point if you're not already. And there's all kinds of slavery.
Yeah, look at all the other countries and see how the things are working there.
And just because you're not out in the field with a pick and shovel doesn't mean you're not a slave. Remember, there was a few slaves that lived in the house. You got to understand that there's, you know, slavery and being a sheep and being treated as chattel has many different levels of enslavement. And, you know, if they take everything you earn and spend it any way they want, you're a slave. That's economic slavery. And economic slavery leads to, you know, in the field with the pickaxe slavery.
And they tell you when you can get your food and how you can get your food and how much you can have.
Well, that's
that's still slavery.
Stand up, because this has been man's fight for as long as history's been going on. And I'm going to get a quote from Lord Acton here about that's always been against the banking institutions, and talk about, because that's where the money printing comes from and all that stuff. But with that, we probably need to get to our caller.
We've got Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you guys remember that old saying, beware of strangers bearing gifts?
Yep.
That needs to be changed to beware of government bearing gifts. And, boy, we're being worked pretty hard. The city of Reading worked this really good when they gave what it amounted to was $250 rebate to all their citizens, but applied it to REU. They gave them their money and told them how they're going to spend it for them. And that transferred $11 million from the cap and trade to the REU, and that's just a sly of hand. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. We have the same situation going on with the federal government. They're giving us $1,200 apiece, and there's talk of $2,000 more. I just read the headline. Isn't that what Pelosi's wanting to do now, give us each $2,000 a month?
Oh yeah, in the next coronavirus bill, and they're going to slip a bunch of crap or try to in the bill about voting by mail and, you know, whatever else they want to do to take control of the reins.
That's exactly my point, and Trump's got to compromise with them because he can't do anything on his own, and we're going to lose a little bit there. And now for unemployment, unemployment, hell, it's better than working now. And they came out with a new bill for self-employed people. And the minimum you can get if you're self-employed is $127 a week plus $600 a week on top of that. So it depends on how much you make. The $127 a week can only go up. And it appears to me that this is the old game of running up the bills and then running up inflation to pay your bills off. And we've certainly got plenty of bills to pay off.
Well,
does that sound logical to you?
No.
I thought Trump was cutting funding to sanctuary states. So if he does that,
do you think he's really going to be able to do that?
They said by law he can do that now.
Yeah, it was a court action just now.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know the particulars. But.
I'm just saying that might have helped us out here. I'm not sure.
Well, I hope it does help us out, but, you know, just help us out isn't going to be enough. He needs to draw the line and actually be a dictator and start charging all these people criminally that need to be charged and make it an example. This is not going to happen anymore. You know, when we lose our freedom, well, there's no other free world, no free
this
country
is
in the world.
This is very true. Yeah, this is the stand that we need to take right
now. I don't believe that the libs believe that they've lost yet. they're buttering us up with all these all this money they're giving us. I honestly believe they're going to turn the coronavirus loose, or a new one come probably about the middle of September when things start cooling off. And with Gavin setting the example for mail-in voting, they're setting it up to steal this election, and they're right back in business.
I think that they're desperate.
I think they're starting desperate. to get desperate.
They're getting
yeah.
desperate. They're coming out of the woodwork because they can see the writing on the wall, and they can see what is happening here. And what is happening here is these people are getting in real jeopardy. And we'll see how it goes out. But here's a Q post that just came in a few minutes ago, and this is what it says. Fellow patriots, you are about to learn. You should not. What you are about to learn should not only scare you, but intensify your resolve to take back control, freedom. The information that will become public will further demonstrate the criminal and corrupt, pure evil, abuse of power that the Hussein administration undertook in joint efforts with domestic and foreign dignitaries. The snowball has begun rolling. There is no stopping it now. D5. Stay the course and trust the plan. Protective measures are in place. Remain brave. We knew this day would come. We fight. Conspiracy no more. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and that sounds great, and that's setting us up pretty good for a civil war because, you know, these liberals are just as dedicated as us conservatives, and they don't listen to your talk show. They don't listen to any of the conservative sites. They've got Rachel Maddow and those people telling them a whole different lie, and they believe every word of it, and they're as dedicated as we
well,
are. We're in perilous times.
I don't think they're as dedicated as we are on a percentage basis, and I'll tell you what. We are in perilous times. I agree with that. But Trump got elected by a landslide last time. It wasn't because nobody was listening to programs like ours. It wasn't because nobody was listening to alternative media sources.
Ronald Reagan got elected by a landslide the second time. Trump didn't get a landslide. He got the majority of the
He got a landslide of electoral votes.
I don't recall.
It was a landslide of electoral votes, not popular votes. The popular votes was it was only about a 1-2 margin for Hillary Clinton, and that just happens to be the same number that they've proved was over and above the voters that were actually legally registered in California.
That's not even counting the harvesting. I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you 100%. I'm just saying their game isn't dead yet, and they're trying to buy us off. We're
in a war.
Yeah, it's not going to get over that easy.
Yeah, we're in a war.
Yeah.
These guys aren't going to go away quietly. Because
they've been planning it forever.
I think they're desperate because they can see the noose tightening.
Hey, you know, I was at that rally yesterday, and I was down on Hilltop, and one gal came by and flipped us off. And you could just see the anger bleeding off her head. I suspect if she had a gun, she might be shooting at us.
Well, that's why you can't let these guys win, because there are a few zealots. I mean, you know, I think it was Lenin said that he could take over the country with 100 dedicated men. The rest of them were just sheep following, the useful idiots. You know, so to say that there's not some dedicated hardcore guys out there on the other team is ridiculous. But that's also not to say that we are starting to swell the ranks of freedom-loving constitutional people, and there's never been this much information available to the general public on you know, their rights and their freedoms before in the history of the world. We never had an internet before.
We didn't have the education that we can get now for people that don't know, that we can pass the information to them.
Oh, that's absolutely right, if they'll take the time to listen to it. You know what would really set things off right now is for old Ruthie go to sleep and not wake up. Can you imagine the battle of another Supreme Court pick right now?
Well, you never know.
You know what's going to happen and really is going to turn the tide is if they arrest Brennan or Clapper or Comey or Obama or any of these guys, as soon as they arrest them, the whole paradigm is going to shift.
And with that, I'm sorry, Nick, if you want to hold, that's fine, but we do need to go to a break.
No, I'm going to go. Thank you for
all right, thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Look down. Don't look down in the eye.
Look down. Help is the
time is up and your parole's begun. You know what that means.
Yes, it means I'm free.
No. Follow to the letter your itinerary. This badge of shame will show it till you die. It warns your danger.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roof.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say, who murdered three. Strange things that happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where a dead man called out for his love to flee? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where I told you to run so we'd both be free? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Maybe we got to get out the Tree of Liberty and have it refreshed a little bit here. Yeah.
Town squares?
I want to talk a little bit about Lord Acton. I think Lord Acton, and you know, when we talk about history and we've had history changed in a lot of the schooling. I mean, they talk more about civil rights and migrant workers, you know, and it's a brainwash in a lot of the schools, especially here in California. It's ridiculous. But Lord Acton, you know, is John Emmerich Edward Dalbert Acton, first Baron Acton, 13th Marquis of Gallipoli, was an English Catholic historian, politician, and writer. This is back in the 1800s, all right? And here's just a couple of quotes that he said. The one quote that I was going to say here kind of led me to these other quotes because I think they are, they you know, he's the one that's famous for power tends to corrupt and absolute power tends to corrupt absolutely. And it says, and this is back in the 1800s. And remember, when you have a concentration of power in a few hands, all too frequently men with the mentality of gangsters get control. History has proven that. Now think about that history. He's back in the 1800s, and he's talking about
history
way back. Socialism means slavery, Lord Acton. Power tends to corrupt. We already went through that. Men cannot be made good by the state, but they can easily be made bad. Morality depends on liberty. Now, when you start, this guy was a pretty brilliant guy. And this is the one that I wanted to say is the issue that has swept down the centuries and will have to be fought sooner or later is the people versus the banks. And I think that's who's bankrolling this whole thing and who's benefiting from this whole thing at the end of the day.
Oh, you got to know that that's part of it mm-hmm. with their vaccines and the whole thing. If you just look at it, look what's behind all of it is money.
Well, and then here's another quote from Lord Acton, who I think was a visionary and a smart guy. Official truth is not actual truth. So I think even then they knew they needed to control what the people were hearing. You know, way back through the day, you didn't want to hear about freedom. You didn't want to hear about keeping the benefit of your labor. I mean, you didn't even know about that stuff because you were just told the king said to do this and shut up and get back to work.
So when you say history hasn't repeated itself, in some ways it kind of has. I mean, the fight has been on since mankind to keep our freedom and liberties and to know right from wrong and morale.
Again, the quote I said is that history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes.
That's
so you don't see the exact thing over and over again. What you do see a certain trend or pattern that happens over and over
again. I'll go with that.
Different actions in the pattern
that
make it just a little bit different. You know, here's another quote. The danger is that a particular class is unfit to govern. The danger is not that a particular class is unfit to govern. Every class is unfit to govern. Authority does not exist for liberty. An authority that does not exist for liberty is not an authority but force.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, you can go through, and these guys knew about this stuff way back in the day.
Yeah.
It's not like this was and our founders were
that way.
Students of this stuff. They knew what was going on, and they knew that they had to try to limit government because government always gets out of control. And we're seeing it today.
Yeah,
you know, because we've gone to sleep. We forgot the lessons of history. We got dumbed down in the schools. We were taught a bunch of crap that the only thing that matters is,
And we didn't think it would happen in this country. Let's be honest. We didn't think. We thought we were free. It was all good. We were protected.
It's
and
always
like you say,
that.
We kind of went to sleep.
That's right.
You know?
It's always
said, no, not us. It's not going to happen here. Can't happen here. Won't ever happen here. And guess what? Yeah, is happening here.
I'm going to post this on Facebook, and this was a report that came out this week from James O'Keefe at Project Veritas.
Oh, I saw that.
And whistleblower, as CBS News staged faked COVID-19 testing in Michigan. And an insider,
that was amazing.
An insider came forward to Project Veritas with a hidden camera recording revealing how CBS News organized a fake coronavirus testing line at the Cherry Hill facility in Grand Rapids and used fake patients recruited from the medical staff to make the CBS News report look authentic. CBS denied staging the event and removed the Cherry Hill portion from the piece. But we've got insider stuff. Now, why would they do that? You have to ask yourself a question. Why would they stage a fake coronavirus testing line?
Not to make it look worse than what it really is.
And if they are trying to make it look worse than it really is, why? Is it for headlines? Or
to scare us, to make us comply.
Well, you know, after a while, you know, it's kind of like if you're walking through the forest and you see all these trees planted in a straight line and there's a pattern, you don't have to come to the realization that, you know, somebody had their hand in it and there was some intelligence of design involved. And if you look at the big picture across the board with the division of, you know, the red and the blue states and the division of philosophy, political philosophy on what people want, you know, freedom versus government, taking care of you, and, you know, things that are designed to push us in a direction of one or the other, you have to come to the conclusion, if you have a brain to think with, that something's going on here other than just a coronavirus.
Exactly. And their narrative changes constantly. They can't even keep up with their own lies if you pay attention to what they say. You know, yes, you can't get it here. No, you can't get it there. Then they change it next week. And then And then it always comes back to, you guys need to do this. You need to stay in your house.
Oh, yeah, and don't go to church.
Don't go to church. But, don't gather. Don't do this. Don't do that.
And as usual, they get to pick and choose the winners. It's okay to go to the store, but it's not okay to go to the church. It's okay to go to a warehouse or Walmart.
but you're not supposed to go to the voting booth.
But don't go to the voting booth. It's okay for you to homeschool your kids.
But we'll give you the literature to give to them on our computers.
Yeah, but I guess they, you know, and so it's just ridiculous. It's a control after control after control issue. I guess we have a caller.
We do. We've got Lori on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for such a great program. I absolutely can never miss your show. My point to share very quickly is look at the White House right now with this KD person who tested positive, then it was negative, and he's like, oh, the tests are perfect, but somehow she's now positive, and we never really see them wearing the masks, and now we have Fauci who's apparently telling everyone he's tested positive. I'm not sure that always means infected because the test
right.
is not diagnostic.
How many millions did he give to the lab in Wuhan?
Oh, 3.7 million twice.
Yeah, there's no dog in the hunt here, is there?
Yeah, nothing there.
So, Fauci needs to be investigated quick and fast. I'm not sure what Trump administration or himself is really doing, if they're setting a snare and a trap, or if Trump has just got his hands tied. I don't know, but all these people now in quarantine, are they in quarantine or are they going to run away? That's my thought.
Well, I mean, they're going to be in quarantine with the mango and the goat that have it too.
I don't know how much more I can take of this hypocrisy and inconsistencies that just never end.
Okay, here's a good one with hypocrisy. It's okay, you know, for Joe to have a sexual harassment past. He should still be voted for. Just ignore that, hold your nose, and move on. Kavanaugh, you know, completely unsupported. Not so much.
it's just, I think this is going to drain even the frontline people like you guys and a few of us that are just, we do nothing but expose, track, try to trace down what's been censored and dropped from the internet. And if people have access, go look at Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Cooper. She's a very funny comedian, and she uses Trump's actual male voice while she's pantomimes. It's on TikTok. And I just cannot believe the perfection of how she busts all of this BS, and it's just worth it. I don't know. I'm just appreciate you guys, Linda, all of it. This is not an easy job. It's out of your time. I don't think people realize the massive work it is to find anything worthwhile saying, sharing, and imparting to the public.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your support, Lori.
Yeah, absolutely.
You do have it.
All right.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Catch up to you later.
All right.
All right. Have a great day. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. So, you know, going back to what Bob said about, you know, these guys aren't going to be. I'm looking at, this is Sarah Carter. A cabal of liars at top Obama officials need to be held accountable. Now, Schiff plans to selectively publish portions of Russia hearing transcripts after showdown. You know, they vindicate Flynn. You know, McFarland.
And they got, yeah, I was going to say, KT McFarland's involved in that, too. They ruined her and took her through it, and she's coming out about
it. Coming about, China has used the coronavirus as a bioweapon against the world. I mean, it's like, after a while, come on, you know. You know, we got, I just don't think they can let it go. They're in power now, and if they don't put a stop to this now, then we will, you know, they're not going to put a stop to us. But I think there's too many people that are saying, you know, we're done. We need to move on. Let's get this thing done. Wow. With that
said,
I guess
it's crazy. I guess we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. You do.
I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Just keep listening to that. I like that. Little Ringo Starr there. Wow. Okay, so we're just talking about Biden, okay? This is from the Gateway Pundit. What a hack. Atlanta mayor defends Joe Biden from credible sexual assault charges, then blames Trump for a shooting death of a black jogger in a
Oh, my God. Wow.
I mean, no stretch there. So this guy, Travis McMichael was charged with murder and assault and the shooting death. But here's the funny part. This Bottoms defended Joe Biden from a credible charges of assault by Tara Reid. Bottoms told Jake Tapper, "The Joe Biden I know is a man who respects women."
Oh, my God. Wow.
I guess she missed all of those little touchy-feely moments, you know, with the women and the little girls and the, you know.
And the smelling of the hair and the groping.
And his hairy legs and the roaches sitting in his lap and what? This guy is a piece of.
And what was it, like 29 work? Or 19 other women?
I don't even know!
Have come up and spoke about different things.
So Jake Tapper, who's.
But he's a good person. So he's honest and has integrity.
So this Bottoms was talking to Jake Tapper, and he actually pushed back on the double standard. He's kind of a piece of crap, too.
Wow.
But then Bottoms blamed President Trump for the alleged murder of this Ahmaud Arbery early in this day. And this is the mayor. She's the mayor of Atlanta, you know, and she's obviously a political hack. How do you even stretch that into, you know, I mean, it's a good grief. It's just insane.
It's given permission to races is part of that. Really? Jeez. Wow.
That Joe Biden respects women. You can't even make that crap up. You are either a patented pathological liar at that point, or you're just plain stupid.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
I'm telling you, no double standard here. Yeah. You know, good grief. I mean, come on. But we'll vote for him anyway. I mean, that's what's his name? The guy on HBO, mayor or whatever his name. And he said, oh, just hold your nose and vote for Biden anyway, because Trump's just the devil.
Okay.
So now we've got more testimony that's supposed to come out this week. Trump says there's a bunch more D-class that's supposed to be coming. You know, as President Trump warns that more documents exposing the Spygate cabal will be coming out soon. Now we have testimony under oath that John Podesta admits it, that both the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign split the cost for the bogus Trump-Russian dossier that launched the coup.
Oh, no.
Now, there's another guy that respects women, you know, John Podesta. maybe little children. He respects them, too. Big
wasn't
John.
Wasn't he the Pizzagate guy?
Yeah. But that's none of that's true.
True. I forgot that.
Yeah. None of that artwork and none of that's true. And Obama was born in Hawaii.
And the island doesn't exist.
Is there a place in Kenya called Hawaii? I don't know. I don't care.
And their sex island didn't exist, or a couple of them, actually.
But. Well, Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
It's true. Because we wouldn't, you know, I mean, they wouldn't lie to us about any of that stuff because, you know, they have our best interest in mind, always.
Yeah, I think I saw that there's another body. Wasn't there some guy that another one of Hillary's people got whacked off? Yeah, I thought.
There's too many. The body.
Yeah, his head was severed by hedging clippers or something. He committed suicide.
Yeah, crazy how many people committed suicide connected to Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
You know, and it's just coincidence that Obama's code name for the Secret Service was Renegade.
Wow.
A traitor to your country is the definition of renegade. Just saying. Yeah. So. I don't know. We're coming to the end of the show here, but there's just you know, what do? You know,
you stand up for what you believe in.
That's about what we got. And if you don't stand up, you know, you're going to be never mind. Here's another one. Here's a good one. I posted this meme.
Oh jeez.
Is Biden as big a pervert as Bill?
Quiet. I'm sorry, but.
Hold on. Whoa. There's a punchline. Hold on. There's a punchline. Close, but no cigar.
Wow.
And then I got another one I posted. There's like a ton of these. Here are all the times that Joe Biden has been accused of acting inappropriately towards women and girls.
Oh, yeah, I saw something about that.
Yeah, it's like, gosh, there's a, it's like, you know, it fills up.
When wasn't he? I guess is, you know, kind of the question for me. When wasn't he?
Yeah, just woman after 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 woman, you know, woman after woman. And that just, they just missed all that, right?
That really didn't happen.
No, it doesn't matter because Trump's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow, you know, yellow hair, orange man, bad. Yeah, that's what we got. So we got a couple minutes here to kill. I'm just at a loss for words at this point. I mean, it's just, you know, where do you go? Where do you go from here? You know, I mean,
oh God!
I can't get over this Biden thing. I just can't get over the Biden thing. It's like he the mayor of Atlanta. He respects women.
I know, really. He has integrity.
Yeah. Well, we just.
But you got to wonder what they're up to if they still got Biden in the wings for the election in November. I mean,
it's going to be like a sock puppet. Whoever is the vice president is going to be holding him up like a marionette on.
Yeah, and who's that going to be?
Sesame Street. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, he'll come out of the garbage can and, you know, we'll call him Joe. And there'll probably be a little girl puppet next to him that he can smell her hair.
Oh, please.
And then he'll just do whatever he's told, or he'll expire, you know, by getting his head chopped off with a pair of garden shears.
Yeah.
And then magically
commit suicide,
and he'll end it all. And so then whoever's running vice president will then commit suicide, so Nancy Pelosi can be president. Just saying.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I mean.
Yeah, and with all this going on, do we really think that we're going to have the election on time in November? I mean, that's one thing that sticks in the back of my mind. Are they going to push it out?
Well, they've already pushed out the Democratic National Convention, interestingly enough.
Yeah, so are we going to push the election out as well? And doing that, what's going to happen?
Let's see, hasn't this virus, let me think about this. Okay, it stopped everybody from doing these big gatherings for Trump, these big shows that were, you know,
right.
Those big rallies that were working so well about.
That
nobody attended to. And then, you know, they got like 10 people on a green screen, you know, in front of Biden. you know, so that, because, but he's nationwide and everybody's behind him. And so, you know, it's, you can't make this stuff up, but this virus has sure thrown him, and it's, the timing is just very interesting.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, very interesting, about, you know, the timing of the virus and all the things that it has caused and how the Democrats, just never seem to let a good crisis go to waste, even though it wasn't planned.
Yeah, they had nothing to do with it, and it came from a market over in China. No problem.
It was a live bat in Wuhan.
Yeah.
It's the Wuhan bat communist.
Yeah, sure it was.
Chinese Communist Party.
Sure it was.
Virus. All right. So we're at the end of the show. Those who don't know the truth are ignorant. But those who know the truth and say nothing are evil. You were born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, is not eloquence, it's force like fires and dinosaurs and mirrors of fearful masters.
And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Have a wonderful day.
All right, see you next week.